Shalom, welcome to the Kurt Landry Podcast Network. I'm Rabbi Kurt Landry.
你好，欢迎你来收听本节目，我是拉比克兰卓。
And listen, I have got a very special guest. This will be our second program, Pastor Philip Thornton. He is from Pennsylvania, Harrisburg, and from Legacy Faith Church. He and his wife Gwen are founders there.
今天我们要访问一位很特别的人物，他是来自宾州传承教会菲利普·托荣牧师，他和他的妻子可温是宾州传承教会的创始人。拉比说我很喜欢这样说，就是菲利普和葛温所组成的家庭就像我和克里斯蒂所组成的家庭一样，就是我们所有的家庭成员都在服侍神的国度，只是他的家庭成员比我们多得多了。菲利普牧师曾经造访过20几个国家，他有一个非常独特的能力，那我个人觉得他有智慧以及知识的恩赐。
We're going to talk about is the second part of fourth dimension.
今天我和菲利普牧师要继续的来谈第四维度。
I think the revelation of the fourth dimension, and Pastor said this earlier, in the earlier podcast, that it's not something that you just listen to this message once and you go, okay, good, I'm operating the fourth dimension. I personally am going to, I can just tell you right now, I'm dedicating my life to mature myself in the fourth dimension over the next 10 years.
我同意菲利普牧师早先所说的话，就是像这样第四维度启示的信息，你不是听一次就明白，就能够运作在第四维度的空间了。拉比说，我可以告诉你，我个人在我的生命中，我要为了未来的十年全力的钻研第四维度，使我能够在这样的启示以及运作上越发的成熟。
That's my plan. You know, you have to have spiritual goals. My goal is to go deeper.
这是我的计划。我打算继续的钻研更深入在这个启示当中，而你也要拟定你的成长目标。
When I started into the revelation of fourth dimension, I realized that all the positive things that Christy and I have ever been involved in came out of the throne of God's glory and were revelatory, with not only knowledge but impartation, and everything that we've done that was just good and everything we've done that failed came out of the flesh.
我之所以做这样的决定是因为当我开始领受到第四维度的启示的时候，我意识到这么多年来我和妻子克里斯蒂所经历正面和有果效的事，都是来自神宝座的荣耀所成就的。但不管是我们自己觉得我们领受了很好的启示、被分赐的恩赐或者是知识，最后的结果却不太好，那因为那些都是来自血气，也就是来自第三维度。所以我想现在我们要聚焦在一个事实上，就是菲利普牧师提过他怎么样训练他的教会，就是一般人我们都习惯说我们人是由灵魂体所组成的，但是当他训练他教会的会众的时候，他却强调灵魂体当中灵的身份。那比如说这样的概念对我们来说是改变我们的行为模式一个非常好的起点，因为就行为模式来说，你感觉到什么会影响你怎么去看事情，然后你心里充满的你口里就说出来了。所以接下来我就要请菲利普牧师来告诉我们，你如何教导你教会的会众要把属灵的身份放在第一位。
Again, I think that we all understand the basic principle that we're not to be conformed to the world but transformed by the renewing of your mind.
接着就是菲利普牧师的发言，他说我们都知道经上说我们不要效法这个世界，乃是要心意更新而变化。但是所谓心意更新而变化，基本上是指你完全改变你的思考方式。所以我不禁想到，我们每次都说灵魂体，但是如果我们可以让人们明白我们是按照神的形象和他的样式所造的。
And the Bible says God is spirit. He is the father of all spirits.
经上告诉我们神是个灵，所以他是众灵之父。那么我们抓住这一点，认知这一点，然后以这些来说服自己。所以事实上我鼓励人们跟我一起说，
I am a spirit. I live in my body and I possess my soul.
我是一个灵，我住在我的身体里，我拥有我的魂。
That's how we taught the congregation because like you said a moment ago, we're trying to get them to understand that it's the dimension of the spirit that God operates in. It's his first dimension.
我们这样子教导我们的会众，因为就如拉比先前所提到的，神是一个灵，他是运作在属灵的领域，也就是属灵的维度，是神第一个运作的维度。神从这个维度当中与人交通，神的道住在这个维度当中，因为神的道是灵，是生命，每一件神所做的事情都是属灵的。
Therefore, mankind is not attempting to be spiritual. Mankind is already a spirit being.
所以人类并不是试图让自己属灵，而是人类本来就是一个灵体。
The problem, of course, with most of mankind, or those that are not yet redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, is that they've not yet been born from aboveIn their spirit, but it doesn't mean that they're not spiritual.
当然问题是大部分的人类，或说那些还没有被耶稣基督的宝血所赎回的人，他们尚未经历在属灵的维度当中使他们的灵重生，但这不代表这些人没有灵。
So, as born again believers, we have to bring them into the basic understanding that I'm a spirit.
所以对那些重生的基督徒，我们要让他们明白，重生的我们是灵。
For anything else, that's who I am. That's the part of me that's eternal. That's the part of me. That's who God knew before the foundations of the world, before I was ever in my mother's womb.
对重生的我而言，我是一个灵。灵是构成我这个人类当中的一部分。灵是存到永远的。在我尚未在母腹当中成形之前，神就认识我的灵，或说在创世以前，神就认识我的灵了。
That's the one that will dwell in eternal dimensions forever and forever.
而我的灵会住在永恒的维度当中，直到永远。所以，菲利普牧师再次的强调，他说：“我是一个灵。”然后他指指自己的身体，他说：“我的灵住在。”这个身体的皮囊中。
And God has given me the stewardship of possessing my soul.
神使我有魂，并且要照管好我的魂。
And this is something that really carries a lot of weight as it relates to the body of Christ, because so many believers, frankly, are lazy and think that when they got born again, now their soul belongs to God.
这对基督的肢体有很大的影响，因为坦白来说，很多信徒是懒惰的，而且他们觉得当他们重生之后，他们的魂也就是他们的心是属于神的。菲利普牧师说，不，你的心也就是你的魂，你的情感情绪意志是属于你自己的，你的魂是受你约束的。所以作为一个信徒，如果你让你的魂受限，或说只专注于三度空间中，所以你的魂会受限于第三维度，它的定义所限。因为每一个属于第三维度当中的事情都有一个起头，也会有一个终点，但人类却不是这样的。
That's why it's important for you now to begin to live in, if you will, the fourth dimension, but by the Spirit, and recognize I'm a spirit living my body and I possess my soul. Now I can train my soulTo think spiritual thoughts. I can train my soul, my mind, my will, and my emotions to operate spiritually.
所以为什么从现在开始你要以灵住在第四维度中，然后认知你是一个灵，你住在这个身体的皮囊中，然后你有魂。在这样的认知之下，你可以训练你的魂，用属灵的思维来训练你的魂，也就是你的情感意志和思维在灵里运作。箴言二十五章二十八节这里说，人不制服自己的心，也就是人有一个没有经过训练的魂，好像一个毁坏的城邑没有墙垣一样。
I don't want to live like a city without walls. I don't want to be like the United States of America right now with open borders.
此时菲利普牧师说，我才不要像一个心里没有墙垣的人，因为一个心里没有墙垣的人就像现在的美国边防大有问题。不，我要保守我的心，保守我的口，我要确保我的魂是降服于神，以神的方式来思考，以耶稣的心为心，所做的事情是根据神的旨意。菲利普牧师说，这是我们持续的用来训练我们教会的信徒的人的方法。而这些就像拉比一开头所说的，这不是你听到一次照做一次你就会的， 这是靠着不断重复的训练，并且约束你的思维、你的灵。菲利普牧师接着说，就像我常说的，我们所做的这些训练没有一件是难的，但是每一项都是与自我约束与自律有关，你必须很自律的来进入。
Well, let me ask you this. Like, I know you've been in 20 different countries and you go to India and I believe Pakistan and...
接着拉比提问，他说，菲利牧师，我知道你去过20几个国家，包括印度、巴基斯坦，这些地方的文化与我们所处的国家很不一样。所以当你到国外的时候，你是不是也会教导他们有关于第四维度空间的原则，或者是你只把这样的启示跟教导留在像我们现在所在的美国这样的文化背景中，还是你走到哪就教到哪？
So again, and I as men of God called to impart to teach people how to operate in the manifold wisdom of God.
菲利牧师的回应就是，拉比，你和我一样，我们都是属神的人，我们都在向人教导如何在神百般的智慧当中运作。
Fourth dimension should become natural to us to the degree that it excites, ignites, and brings expectation in the life of others.
而第四维度，我们来说应该是再自然不过。到一个程度，我们呈现出来的会点燃其他人生命对于第四维度的渴望。所以用这个来回应你的问题，就是我走到哪里都会教导第四维度。也许不是像我们现在这样子对谈来教导，但是我们走到哪里，我们都要向人教导并展示神荣耀的领域。而提到神荣耀的领域，实际上就是指第四维度。所以当你在向人介绍神的能力、神的同在、神的恩高，那么你还得教导他们如何为自己的生命进入神的荣耀，得到能力和恩高，然后活出来。而且这样做是一个常态，这是为什么如果我去印度教导他们这些，我不会只去一次，我会不断的回去教导他们，或者是利用网络的方法把大家招聚起来，使他们可以越学越多。接着菲利牧师告诉拉比说，拉比，我最近得到一个启示。
I'm convinced that the Apostle Paul, who was probably one of the greatest fourth dimensional teachers, he's the one that said,
yeah, I would agree.
Listen, I count everything that I've learned as dung.For the excellency of the knowledge of him.
这个启示就是我完全被说服，使徒保罗他应该算是史上教导第四维度最厉害最棒的老师。此时拉比说，我完全同意。而菲利牧师继续说，我所学习我所知道的一切，比起保罗所教导第四维度卓越的知识，真是粪土一般。但是为了要得到认识神的荣耀，认识基督，更多的认识第四维度，而坐在这位有史以来最伟大的犹太教师的脚前所学习的一切都算不得什么了。那么当我们借着使徒保罗在哥林多教会所做的教导，我们可以对第四维度的空间惊鸿一瞥。在哥林多后书12章第2节，我们看到保罗提到自己在14年前被提到第三层天上去。从这里保罗提到了14年前，那么让我们把一些事件连起来，也就是当使徒保罗骑着驴子往大马色的路上遇见主的那一刻，一直到他在哥林多教会做教导，这中间大概就是15年半的时间，也就是他写第二封信给哥林多教会的时候。所以在15年半之后，他写了第二封信给哥林多教会，提到他在14年前就已经被提到三层天上，也就是他在转化归于耶稣基督的早期，他就有第四维度空间的体验了。
And so I believe that Paul accessed the fourth dimension in such a level, in such a degree that literally.The rest of his life, the letter to Colossians church, the letter to Ephesians, all of these were him trying to get to the body of Christ, the understanding that, like we said in the first broadcast, like stars, like sand, we live in two dimensions at the same time.
菲利牧师说，这使我相信，使徒保罗在刚得救之初就被提到三层天，也就是就有了第四维度的体验，以至于后来他在写哥罗西书、以弗所书这些书信的时候，他非常努力的要基督的肢体明白。在创世纪的时候，神对亚伯拉罕说，你的子孙要像天上的星 海边的沙这么多，他指出天上的星，海边的沙，意指我们同时活在两种维度之中。
We are God's children. It is the grace of God that has brought us into this. None of us can earn it, but every one of us can access it through the blood of Jesus and through faith.
我们可以同时活在两种维度之中，是因为我们是神的儿女，是神的恩典使我们有这样的能力。我们没有一个人是靠自己可以活在两种维度中，但我们每一个人都可以因着耶稣基督的宝血还有信心同时活在两种维度中。所以我相信借着后来保罗写给教会的书信，是他试图在说服和教导，不管你是住在哪一个城市哪一个地区，有什么样文化背景的信徒，关于他自己实际进入过第四维度空间所见一切的经历。
And seeing Jesus Christ in heavenly places, there, the very court of heaven, and Jesus as the high priest under the order of Melchizedek, functioning in the heavenly altar in heavenly places.
就是使徒保罗上到第四维度空间，在天上的法庭实际看到耶稣作为按照麦基洗德等次的大祭司在天上法庭祭坛的运作。关于这一点，腓力牧师说，关于这一点，我可以连续做好多个小时的教导。
That's really what I believe, and I believe that that's also a very important key of fourth dimensional understanding.
因为这些是我所深信不疑的，而且这一点就是关于了解第四维度一个非常重要的关键。
Yeah, I, Pastor Philip, I totally agree. Let, you know, we're just sharing here, and we've not ever shared any of this before.
接着拉比回应说，我完全同意腓力牧师所说的。那么接下来我所要分享的，在之前我们还没有分享过。
I know in November we've got an election, but we've also got the fall feast, and it's going to be 5785.
接下来我们会面临11月的时候美国的大选，但之前我们就会进入5785年的秋天节期。
I'm believing some huge grace breakthroughs for Israel in the fall feast. I believe there's going to be some divine intervention.
我相信在秋天节期的时候，以色列会因着神的恩典有极大的突破，所以势必会有属天的介入。记者拉比就对腓力牧师说，你作为神话语的教师，我想要听听你的意见。
My experience has been, if you follow the Apostle Paul, who was a Jewish scholar, he was a rabbi's rabbi. He was the highest level, he had dual citizenship in Israel and Rome. He was a unique individual. And the reason he was killing Christians is because he was trying to protect the purity of what he believed.
记者拉比提到了使徒保罗，他说使徒保罗是一个犹太的学者，他可以说是拉比中的拉比，而且是最高层级的。然后他有以色列和罗马的双重国籍，这些都让他成为一个非常特别的人。他之所以迫害基督徒，是因为他要保护他所相信的是纯一而不能被沾染。他把这些跟随耶稣的人视为是叛教者，所以当他在往大马色的路上晌午的时候，看见天发光比日头还亮，四面照着扫罗自己和同行的人，结果大家都扑倒在地上。那么扫罗听见声音用希伯来话向他说，扫罗扫罗，为什么逼迫我？你用脚踢刺是难的。当时扫罗就说，主啊，你是谁？主说，我是你所逼迫的耶稣。拉比说，这些故事我们都耳熟能详，但是作为基督的肢体以及作为教师，因为有很多基督肢体当中的领袖关注我们的事工，正在收听这个信息。说到这里，拉比就开始说他的个人经历。他说
My journey is almost the opposite of Paul's in the sense that
我个人信仰的旅程几乎是和使徒保罗相反的。因为如果你去读使徒保罗在《使徒行传》说了什么，还有在《罗马书》说了什么？
He's processing information and he's trying to confirm to a Jewish audience as well as a Gentile because that's what he knows. That's how he processes.
拉比提到，当使徒保罗一开始是向犹太人传讲这些信息，而他自己本身也是犹太人，他是用这样的思维模式在处理他的信息，并且向他的犹太同胞确认这些信息。
And then, as he is sent into Asia, and so he's in Ephesus in that region, now all of a sudden he's dealing with these Gentiles. So what's happening is he's having to change the way he communicates to this Goyim Gentile audience.
但后来使徒保罗到了亚洲，也就是在以弗所这个地区，要开始改变他的沟通方式，因为此时 他所面对的是所谓的goyim，也就是犹太人眼中的外邦人。
Watching the adjustments of it and watching him start out like, oh man, I've got to make my message for these Jewish people. And then he gets sent to the Gentiles. And then as he starts to go into the Gentiles, he realizes he's in really unfamiliar turf.
所以保罗因着听众的不同，他得有所调整，因为他原来是与他同文同种的犹太人传递信息，现在他要向外邦人传信息，他才发现这些人的文化和所在的地域都是他所不了解的。
And he can't use the intellect and all the knowledge that he had. So now he's having to be pushed into that fourth dimension and unpacked from the fourth dimension in order to speak to these people who are extremely spiritual. I mean, they've got like every family's got 10 or 12 gods and they operate in sorcery. And they're not like the Jews. The Jews never had all these multiple god things.
所以保罗没有办法用原来自己的学识和知识，而他所面对的是信仰多神的东方的人，因为这些人不像犹太人，犹太人只能信奉独一的真神，而东方有许多的风俗关照的术士，每个人的家中可能都供奉超过一个以上的神祇。此时作为犹太人的保罗，为了要向这些人传福音，他只好上到第四维度空间，也就是天上法庭，去寻求属天的策略智慧，以致他能够跟这些其实在属灵的层面有很多活动的东方人传福音。
He's having to adjust, so he's having to go into the fourth dimension for counseling from the Holy Spirit to go, you got to help me, I don't know how do I deal with these people.
所以这样的保罗只好上到天上法庭寻求圣灵的协助，圣灵告诉他如何向这些在属灵的领域也很擅长的东方人传福音。
And so what happens is you're watching a progression of him go deeper and deeper and deeper. And as he goes deeper into the fourth dimension, his letters become more powerful and more rich, and his ministry becomes, really more perfected.
所以随着保罗更深的上到第四维度的空间去咨询，并且得到策略、智慧和方法，他书信的内容就越具大能，并且越丰富，而他的事工也越趋完备。
I'm on a different path right now. It's interesting. I have been teaching the Gentiles since I got saved. I got saved as a Jewish believer. I got saved and I was sent to the Gentiles.
拉比说，反观我自己却是反过来的，因为从我得救，我就以犹太人的身份进到外邦人当中，从事我的事工。
I spent a little season with Messianics, but I primarily was sent to the Gentiles.
当然有一段很短的时间，我是在弥赛亚信徒当中，但是之后我是被差派进入外邦信徒中。
Now I'm coming up on the end of my season, and the Lord's preparing me to go to the Jews.
但是在我生命最后一个阶段，神又预备我去向犹太人传福音。
See, now it's like my story got flipped around. And so I'm like the Apostle Paul. I'm going, man, how in the world am I going to deal with my people? How am I going to deal with these Israelis and the languages and Ishmael, the Arabs, and all, you know, we're being sent. That breakthrough's coming.
拉比说，所以我的历程刚好是相反的。但我也像当时去传福音给外邦人的使徒保罗一样，我要怎么样面对这些和我同种不同文的以色列人呢？除了以色列人，还要面对以实玛利的后代阿拉伯人，向着他们传福音的大门即将突破和敞开。那么我就如同当时的保罗会想，这怎么办呢？我该如何进行呢？
Fullness of the Gentiles, and that word fullness is very much a fourth dimensional type word.
在罗马书十一章二十六节，使徒保罗说：“弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这个奥秘，就是以色列人有几分是硬心的，但是等到外邦的人数填满了，这里使徒保罗是指等到外邦人的知识全备了，于是以色列全家都要得救。拉比说指的就是这个时刻，而这个填满。”丰满全备，事实上就是第四维度的用语。
So anyway, we're coming into this season where I think the church is going to have to, the ecclesia, is really, we're all going to have to go into the fourth dimension to say, Lord, how is it that you want to communicate what we have been blessed to have for almost 2,000 years? And now it's being returning to Zion.
而现在我们进入的季节就是救恩要被传回锡安了，所以作为教会，作为 ecclesia, 我们应该上到天上法庭去求问神说我们该怎么做呢？
I think that your personal experience, of course, is not just profound, but prophetic.
腓力牧师就回应拉比说，你个人的经历不光是深刻，同时是具有先知性的。
I wrote, of course, in the book of Romans that the church, believers, would begin to provoke Israel to jealousy.
使徒保罗在罗马书十一章十一节这里写，救恩临到外邦人，这件事情要激动犹太人，使他们发愤。腓力牧师继续对拉比说，所以我相信你的经历和信心的路程就是为了这些，因为你从基督教的世界当中所学到的圣灵的恩赐，以及在 T.O. Osborne 博士的带领之下参与了信心的运动，这些都在预备你，使你了解圣灵透过信徒工作展现出的大能。这样的能力我们不能够轻描淡写，也不能够视为理所当然。
It's something that God is going to use, because in the end of the day, as we minister, as you minister, and literally bring the two together for one new man.
这样的大能是神要使用的，因为最终不管你是什么事工，神都要把犹太人和外邦人合起来，成为合一的新人。
The thing that's going to provoke them again, just like you said, is wait a minute.What you're operating in is what I should have, because
That's
what、
right.
I see is the blessing of Abraham.
Yes.
I see you like a star and like the sand.
因为使犹太人被激动而发奋的，就像刚刚拉比所说的，就是他们看到，嘿，你所携带的应该是我的，因为我看到你身上所携带的能力是神对亚伯拉罕的祝福。
Yes.
I see you like a star and like the sand. I see you walking in...immeasurable prosperity. I'm not talking about just money. I see the blessing of God functioning in your life.
我看见神的祝福在你的生命中发挥了作用。我看到你活在无可限量的昌盛中。当然，不光只是财富，而是我看见神在你生命当中运作。
I see the prophetic decrees. I see the power of an Elijah or an Elisha for miracles, signs, and wonders operating in you.
我看见你做先知性宣告的力量。我也看见以利沙或说以利亚他们的神迹奇事在你身上运行，而这些原本应该是犹太人在属灵领域的一部分，但是在目前的情况之下，他们没有任何一个人有这样的经历。这是因为如果你没有圣灵，也就是没有像以利沙或者像拉比所拥有的圣灵这样，你如何期待会有这些祝福或是先知性的成果呢？
Yeah, that is fourth dimension. It is the spiritman united with the Spirit of God, the two becoming one in that measure, and now operating to bring the people of God, or bring, of course, Israel back to God.
所以同样的，这就是第四维度，也就是你内在的灵人与神的灵结合，两者在某种程度上面合一，如此来运作，以这样的大能将神的百姓，也就是以色列人带回来，转向神。接着腓力牧师又对拉比说，这点我是百分之百的确认，因为神给我一些启示，是关于合一新人以及圣经中浪子的故事，还有耶稣在前往埃鲁的家路上碰到那个血漏的妇人的比喻。
I believe we are in the end stages of one of the most major moves of God the world will ever see, but it's going to beNot only because the church operates in the fourth dimension, but we're also closely tied and united. We've now come into a full assurance of recognizing who we are as a brother.
借由神给我的这些启示，我相信我们正处在这个世界从来没有看见神如此工作的一个阶段中。这是因为不光教会开始在第四维度当中运作，而是现在我们紧密的结合并发现我们自己的身份，就是我们与以色列人是弟兄，是一家人。说到这里，腓力牧师说，我可以告诉你更多，如果你愿意。
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, because see, you know, one of the things is like what I'm getting out of the fourth dimension is that this year, this biblical year is coming up. This fall, I believe this fall feast, I believe this fall feast, 5784, Rosh Hashanah,Yom Kippur and Sukkot. I believe that, and I want to say this before you share this, is that I believe, and you and I talk about the kings and priests according to the order of Melchizedek. I believe we're there.
拉比听到腓力牧师这样说，他说当然当然，因为我从第四维度当中所领受到的一件事情，就是在今年，也就是5785年秋天的节期，包括吹角节、赎罪日、祝棚节，有一个主题，就是根据麦基喜德等次的君王祭司要被启动。我相信我们正逢其时。
I believe, I'm going to just say this, I believe prophetically is basically, we went through a season as the ecclesia like David, and we killed Goliath.
我相信作为 Ecclesia， 我们经过一个大卫杀死歌利亚的季节。
David took the anointing that he received from Samuel and he knew that God would kill Goliath through him.
大卫一他从撒母耳领受的恩膏，并且他知道神会透过他杀死歌利亚。
He knew God killed him.
大卫知道神透过他杀死歌利亚，但真正杀死歌利亚的是神的能力。
Now we're like what 7-8 years later and now we're at a place where Saul, that spirit of Saul, and that's what you're seeing in these nations, all these appointed by men leaders, men and women, they are all expiring.
那么现在就好像当初大卫杀死歌利亚之后的七八年以后，此时扫罗的灵，也就是代表被人所拥立的领袖，他们都过期了，也就是没有他们的舞台了。拉比提到，这就像他国家的现况。
In the house of God and in all the seven mountains of influence.
这样的情况发生在神的家中，也发生在七个有影响力的山头上。
But what's going to happen at Rosh Hashanah? What's going to start is that, and I'm submitting this to you, and we haven't talked about it, but this is going to go on with your prodigal message that you shared with me. Here's the key. David needs an impartation. He needs to change the way he interacts in the fourth dimension. He needs to go in not as David the shepherd, but as David the king and priest of Israel.
但接下来在秋天的节期，从吹角节开始，会有什么样的走势呢？拉比说，我要把我的启示呈交给跟我一起在线上的腓力牧师，因为之前我没有跟他提过，但是我相信这与他等一下要分享浪子的故事是有关的。重点就是大卫需要改变他自己和第四维度，就是和天上法庭互动的方式。现在他不光是以他曾经是牧羊人这样的大卫上到天上法庭，在神借着他杀死歌利亚的七八年以后，他要以他是以色列的君王祭司这个身份上到天上法庭。
He needs to have downloads and strategies that come out of the courts of heaven that equip him to be their king and for him to speak out what God says.
他需要有从天上法庭来的策略以及下载，装备他成为以色列的君王，并且成为神的代言人，说神要他说的话。
For him to proclaim and decree in the fourth dimension what God says.
也就是在第四维度中宣告和声明神所说的话。
That's what's getting released here in the fall, in the fall feast.
这就是在即将到来的秋天节期当中要释放给我们的。
I believe right now, even with this message, there are prophets, apostles, pastors, evangelists, there's leaders who are prodigals.
但我相信就在此刻，也就是这个信息播出的时候，有一些先知、使徒、牧者、传福音的人以及领袖们，他们成为了浪子。
Who, because they operated in the third dimension and in the flesh, and they got extremely wounded and rejected.
因为一直以来他们只在第三维度的空间中运作，那么他们在第三维度中受伤害、被拒绝。
They have not operated in that fourth dimension. They didn't even know about it. They're listening to us and going, "Man, I pray that what Pastor Philip and Rabbi are saying is real."
他们从来没有运作在第四维度中，他们也没有听过，所以此刻他们听到这个信息，他们会说，我希望拉比跟腓力牧师所说的是真的。
But I believe that the Lord in this season, he's going to rescue the prodigals.
拉比说，我相信神在这个季节要拯救这些受伤害离开神的家的浪子。
And the reason he's doing it is because he's preparing them for this end time remnant.
神如此做的原因是要预备他们成为在末世的渔民。
Amen.
腓力牧师听了他就说 Amen. 接着腓力牧师说，拉比，我要问你一个很快的问题，就是大卫一开始受膏是要成为君王的，但是他的一生也都在为要成为君王被预备着，所以当他终于到一个地步，就是他要成为一个君王了。
But what was it about David that qualified himTo operate as a king, he understood priesthood.
但是是什么让大卫有资格被预备成为一个君王呢？就是他明白什么是祭司。
And this is where I believe many leaders have missed it.
这一点是我相信许多领袖没有明白的。
You can be a king and not be a priest, because a priest has to minister to God first.
That's right.
And on behalf of the people.
That's right.
因为你可以是一个君王，但你不一定是一个祭司。 因为祭司必须先来服侍神，其次才是人。阿拉比也赞同。
Many pastors and leaders, right? They function purely out of leadership anointing, but they don't have priestly anointing, which is fourth dimension.
所以许多的牧者以及领袖，他们很有做领袖的恩膏，但是他们没有祭司的恩膏，而祭司的恩膏是指上到第四维度中。
It's the ability, number one, to minister to God, but then once you're ministering to the Lord, you're receiving from God power, wisdom, revelation, understanding, counsel.
所以作为祭司，一个能力就是要来服侍神。那么在你服侍神的时候，你会从神领受能力、智慧、启示、悟性，还有策略。
I mean, over and over and over,David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord gave him specific strategies for specific events, and when he obeyed God, he always won.
从圣经中我们可以看到，大卫常常求问神，神总是会因应他特别的状况，给他特别的指示和策略。当大卫顺服神的指示的时候，他总是会赢得征战。
That's fourth dimension. That's the things that God does.
这就是第四维度，这些得胜的策略都是在第四维度当中从神而来的，所以你没有办法在第三维度中打败歌利亚。如果不靠着神去打歌利亚，你会被歌利亚打得屁滚尿流。
But when you're operating in the fourth dimension, you have a smooth stone and a sling that's been tried in the altar of God because of your lifestyle of worship. Now,
但是当你作为一个祭司，以敬拜神为你的生活形态的时候，你是运作在第四维度的空间中，你手上所拿的石头和甩石机都是在天上祭坛前已经被调整和精炼过的。
Setting all that up.
Oh, that's so good.
蜡笔说这个解释真是太棒了。
So we understand 5784 and 4 meaning the door, but we also understand that the Hebrew calendar, I always want to call it Greco-Roman, the Gregorian calendar, 2024have also synchronized for this decade.
That's right.
那我们知道今年是5784年，四是代表门的意思。那么在阳历，也就是格力高历，是2024年。所以神的历和格力高历年份上的最后一个字，在这十年当中都是同调的。也就是当2020年的时候，神的历是5780年。那么2021年的时候，神的历是5781年。这样子的同调只发生在这十年当中。
I just believe there's a prophetic stamp, God saying, look, I'm synchronizing, I'm bringing
these
together. This is the decade that I'm going to synchronize, merge, bring the two together.
此时腓力牧师把他的两个手掌一拍，他说，这种现象就像神盖了一个先知性的印，说，你看，我把格力高利以及神的力在这十年之间最后一个字让他们同步，也就是在这十年当中，我要使他们同调融合，将两者放在一起，而我们也身处在其中。而2024年24这个数字是祭司的数字，我们现在我们要进入2025年了。
This is the year that God is wanting those that are listening to us to literally from the balance of this year, from now until we reach Sukkot, that you literally begin to practice the presence of God, get back into fourth dimension, which is priestly order.
所以我相信神在警告那些收听我们这个信息的朋友们，从现在一直到我们进入5785年的祝棚节，你要很真实的开始去练习进入神的同在中，也就是你要上到第四维度空间中，这是祭司的次序。
When Abraham sacrificed Isaac on the altar,
当亚伯拉罕把以撒献在摩利亚山上的祭坛上以后，神给亚伯拉罕两个比喻，就是你的子孙会像天上的星和海边的沙这么多。
It was because Abraham was operating in a priestly order. It was the priestly order that enabled him to reach beyond the veil of three dimension into the fourth dimension and access the realm that had been there all along.
这是因为亚伯拉罕一直以祭司的次序在运作，而就是这种祭司的次序使亚伯拉罕能够穿越第三维度到第四维度之间的间隔。
And access the realm that had been there all along.
然后取得从一开始就站在一旁的公羊，以他代替以撒献为祭。腓力牧师就说， 为什么亚伯拉罕一开始没有看到这只公羊呢？因为这只公羊虽然一直站在那里，但是它是站在第四维度中，所以并不是亚伯拉罕从山的另外一边上去，所以没有看到这头的公羊。不是的，在亚伯拉罕和以撒到达山顶的时候，这只羊已经站在那里了，只是它是在第四维度中。
Wasn't until he entered into his own altar experience before God in obedience as a priest that all of a sudden the veil is open and everything that God had provided. Now he had spoken it by faith before he got there.
所以亚伯拉罕一开始没有看到站在第四维度当中的这只公羊，直到他顺服神，在神的面前作为一个要献祭的祭司的时候，突然之间这第三维度通往第四维度之间的帘子被打开了。那么在第四维度中，神为亚伯拉罕所预备的一切，也就是之前亚伯拉罕凭信心说出来的那些，都展现在亚伯拉罕眼前了。
Now God has provided a ram and there it is caught in the thicket.
他看见站在第四维度当中，神为他预备羊角卡在灌木丛当中的那只公羊。那么在圣经中有其他的故事，有其他的叙述，告诉我们第四维度是如何运作的。
Because in the fourth dimension, everything already exists. Everything that God has said, everything prophetically that God has declared will happen, has already happened.
在第四维度当中，神先知性的预言会发生的事情都已经发生了，并存在在第四维度中。传道书三章十五节这里说，现今的事早就有了，将来的事早已也有了，并且神使已过的事重新再来。所以神做每一件事情都在他所计划的时间表中。所以传道书三章十五节告诉我们，这些事情不光是你可以取得的，而神现在要你开始运作，或说你不光可以进入第四维度中，同时你可以将第四维度彰显出来。也就是说，进入第四维度带来彰显，就像亚伯拉罕他进入了第四维度中，取得这只公羊作为祭坛上的牺牲祭，以至于让他和以撒可以就像他上山之前告诉仆人所说的，我和童子去拜一拜就回来。后来发生的事情就像亚伯拉罕之前所说的，他们献完祭之后，他和以撒下山与仆人会合回家，而且因着他的顺服，他被神视为义人。那么接着我还要很快的告诉你们关于离家浪子的启示。我想这个启示对某一些领袖很重要，因为你们都读过这个离家浪子的故事，你们不但读过，还以这个故事这个比喻作为讲道的内容。那么有的人也以这个故事的比喻去传福音，把人领回归向基督。但是很多人会忽略，在路加福音十五章十一节，耶稣开始做这个比喻的时候，他说这个人有两个儿子，然后是小儿子来到父亲面前，对父亲说，请你把我应得的家业分给我。于是父亲就把家业分给他们。
Well, the Lord showed me, this has been probably 20 years ago or so, I was doing a conference out in California. I got this spiritual download in just a second out of Luke chapter 15, but the Lord showed me, look, the older son is Israel, the younger son is the church.
菲利牧师提到，大概在20年前，当他在美国加州服事的时候，神给他关于路加福音十五章这个浪子的故事的一个下载。神对我说，你看这个比喻当中，这两个儿子，大儿子代表以色列，小儿子代表教会。
It's the church that received the inheritance. We understand from the book of Acts, when the outpouring of the Spirit of God came, the church was born.
是教会领受了产业。那么从使徒行传我们可以看到，当神的灵浇灌下来之后，教会诞生了。圣灵的浇灌使教会有能力，有恩膏，有神迹奇事的彰显。在第四维度当中的一切彰显在第三维度中，使这十二个使徒把这个世界弄得翻天覆地。从那个时候开启了神的工作，直到今时。但是就像这个比喻当中所说的，小儿子分得这个产业之后不多久，他就离家了。而在他离家之后，他用他的产业过着喧闹烽火的日子，但是不多久之后，他就花光了他的产业。
Well, doesn't that look like a church?
这不就像教会吗？教会经过了黑暗的时代，走过一些试炼、逼迫，几乎走不下去的日子，但是感谢神，因着在福音当中不可被败坏的种子，但教会几乎无法在挣扎中求存了， 只是你继续去看这个比喻，小儿子在耗尽一切所有的之后，他去投靠那地方的一个人，也就是他去投靠外地的一个地主，成为他的仆人，为他在田野中工作。那么因为他没有食物吃，恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，但也没有人要给他，也就是他连猪吃的他都吃不到。于是他醒悟过来，就说我要起来回到我父亲那里去。
This, I believe, is a very clear picture of what God is wanting the church to realize is, look, it's time to go back to your roots.
菲利牧师说，我相信这是一个很清楚的写照，就是神在警告教会，教会你要回去你的根源。
It's time to go back to the roots of your forefathers, to the roots of fish, to the feast of the Lord, to understand that they are the things that are going to draw you in to the deeper, more revelatory experiences.
你要回去你的先祖那里，要回去基督的根源中，要回去守你的先祖和基督所守的节期，并了解这些事情会带你走向更深的启示中。
And so it's when the son, the prodigal, begins his journey back that the father sees him a long way off and runs to him.
所以在故事当中我们看到他往父那里去，当离还远的时候，他的父亲看见他就急忙跑向这个回家的浪子。
I've shared this, I've preached this many places and many times, that that run of the Father to the Son is what we've all been praying for, this major move of God, this wind of God,
yeah.
the power of God coming in the earth, the restoration of Pentecost.
菲利牧师说，我在很多地方分享这个故事，也传讲这个道，因为许多时候我们看到这个场景当中，父亲跑向回家的浪子，这是我们一直在祷告的。神主要的工作，神的灵，神的能力临到这地上，把这地带回五旬节时候的经历。
Watch what happens, because the father runs to the son and immediately lays on his neck and kisses him.
我们要注意，当这个父亲跑向归家的浪子的时候，他立刻跑去抱着他的景象，连连与他亲嘴。
Now, you and I understand that that is a revelation of the restoration of sonship.
那么你和我都要明白，这个动作就是在恢复儿子身份的启示。
The father lays upon his neck, fully embraces him, draws him into his bosom, and begins to kiss him with a holy kiss. In other words, the restoration began immediately.
这位父亲跑去抱着这位归家浪子的景象，圣洁的亲吻，连连的亲吻他。换句话说，这位浪子他身份是立即恢复了。
And of course,Calls for the shoes, sonship. Calls for the restoration of the best garments and the ring of authority and all of the things that are restored. And you guys have all preached this and you know this.
当然，请吩咐仆人说，把鞋穿在他的脚上，这鞋代表着恢复了儿子身份的权柄。然后给他穿上好的袍子，戴上戒指，这都是代表他的权柄。其余还把肥牛犊宰了，大肆的庆祝，这都代表关系的恢复。身份的恢复，权柄的恢复，地位的恢复，这些也都是牧者们一直在传讲和教导的，所以我就不多说了。
It's when then the Father restores everything to the Son, which I believe again is the picture of the church at this hour. There is a move of restoration to those of us who have an ear who are returning to the roots, who are returning to our Father.
但我要说的是，当这位父亲恢复了这位离家的浪子所有的一切，我相信这是一个此刻教会的写照，就是此刻那些有耳能听的教会要开始有一个回转的行动，回转向这个信仰的根源，回转向我们的天父。
I'm not saying you quit being a Christian when you were out there in the world, but there are things that we must learn and understand about the ways of God and the kingdom of God.
我并不是说你要脱掉这个世界所认知基督徒的样子，而是我们要学习和明白神的法则以及神的国度。
Now God restores all of that, and there is a feast. Well, what time was this? Feast do you think this was? It was probably Sukkot. It was probably the time of the indwelling where they killed the fatted calf, they begin to come into a
party, That's right.
And they have this great...Great, great, great time. So you're talking about coming into the feast of the Lord, going into 5785.
我们看到父亲恢复了一切，就像神为天父正在恢复一切。然后在比喻当中宰了肥牛犊，表示有一个盛宴。你想这个盛宴是什么时候呢？可能就是祝棚节，就是当全家人聚在一起的时候，他们宰了肥牛犊，然后有一个盛宴。 就像拉比提到，我们要在5785年祝棚节的时候赴天父的宴席。
I believe that God, of course, is wanting to restore, renew, refresh, and bring people into the place, but it's that celebratory release of the power and the glory of God that the older son, who was out in the field, says, what means the sound of this music?
我相信神要借着这个节期的盛宴，恢复、更新，并且把他的家人聚在一处。但就在这个神荣耀充满欢乐的聚会上的时候，大儿子正在田里。他听见这些作乐跳舞的声音，他就说，这是怎么一回事啊？那么仆人就回答大儿子说，这是你离家的兄弟回来了，他的回来就像失而复得、死而复活一样。
And of course, at first, the older brother gets mad. He's angry, right? But he's being provoked to jealousy. And the father comes to the son and says, "Son, what's wrong?" The older son.
于是这个大儿子就生气了，他不肯进去参加这个宴席，因为眼前的景象使他情绪激愤。那么他的父亲就出来问大儿子发生了什么事，怎么不一起进来欢乐呢？那么大儿子就告诉父亲他的感受，结果父亲告诉大儿子，儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。
In other words, there's never been this replacement. There's never been anything that many have taught and scholars have argued over for years. No, Israel is still, the Jews are still the older brother.
换句话说，就是从来没有所谓的取代神学，不管有多少的学者专家辩论这么多年，不，以色列犹太人仍旧是天父的大儿子。
Consider them my older brother.
菲利牧师说，我也视他们为我的长兄。
But it is my job, if you will, to provoke them to jealousy. Not that I think of myself better, but I understand I've received an inheritance already through the blood of Jesus, and they need to recognize that power so that they too can begin to function, because the older brother never realized that the inheritance was theirs all along.
但我的角色就是那得到救恩的外邦人，要去激动犹太长兄发愤。这并不是说我比他们更好，而是我了解透过耶稣基督的宝血，我能够被天父领养，成为这个家中的小儿子，得到我的产业。那么犹太长兄要明白耶稣基督宝血的能力，而他们也要在这样的能力中运作，因为犹太长兄没有明白这些产业从来就是他们的，他们一直拥有这些产业。
If that makes sense.
菲利牧师说，这样的启示如何？
Oh, absolutely. No, this is so exciting because that's what I believe is going to happen in this fall 5785.
拉比回应说，是的，正是如此。这也是为什么我这么兴奋，因为我相信这就是5785年秋天节气的时候要发生的事。
The numerical numbers, just for our people listening here, I know you know this, but you have 5, which is grace, 7 is perfection, 8 is new beginnings, and 5 again.
你要看5785年这个数字多么奇妙。第一个5代表恩典，第二个数字7代表完全，第三个数字8代表新的开始，最后一个5又是代表恩典。
So there's a double door, 5, of grace that is going to open up. And I believe there's going to be grace for the ecclesia and grace for Israel.
所以有两个恩典的门会在5785年开启。我相信一个恩典的门是为了 ecclesia， 另外一个恩典的门是为了以色列。
I believe everything you just said is a prophetic time clock of what's happening.
我相信刚刚你所说的这个浪子的比喻的启示，就先知性的时钟来说，它正在发生。
I even believe you and I coming together here, Jew and Gentile, as one new man, because one of the keys, the steps into the courts of heaven, and the steps into, for me, the steps into the fourth dimension is number one, you need the restoration of one new man.
特别是现在我和你在这里，我代表犹太人，你代表外邦信徒，我们的合一就是合一新人。与对我而言，进入第四维度，也就是进入天上法庭，第一步就是要恢复合一新人的身份。
You need the blood of Jesus to awaken you that he made one new man from the two, thus making peace. You cannot be anti-Semitic, anti-anything. You have to understand that God has made us as one new man.
你要知道我们是靠着耶稣基督的血得以亲近神，他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，也就是将犹太人跟外邦信徒合而为一，借着自己造成合一新人，成就了和睦。所以作为得到救恩的外邦信徒，你不能有反闪主义， 你要明白，神已经借着他的爱子耶稣基督，使犹太人和外邦信徒合一，成为合一的新人。
And then you need to embrace yourself as being cleansed from all hate, all racism, as the new man.
第二步，你要把自己从任何的种族主义或者是仇恨当中洁净，自己成为一个新人。
And the new man needs to say, as the new man, I am going to have different habits and patterns and thought. And the new man goes into the fourth dimension first and doesn't do the third dimension and then ask the fourth dimension in God to bless it. I go to him first. I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. This is the steps of this.
作为一个新人，你要有不同的想法，不同的行为模式。你不能像过去一样，光待在第三维度中，去要求在第四维度中的父神祝福你。你的新的行为模式是，你要先上到第四维度，也就是先上到天上法庭，也就是先去寻求神，寻求神的国和他的义，就是这几个步骤。
And when you do this, then the inner man starts to change, because once you start getting signs, wonders, miracles, and provision, and things start to operate, then the love of God is poured out in you from the results, and it creates a fullness.
当你完成以上的步骤，你内在的灵人会开始改变，因为一旦你得到了神迹奇事以及供应，并且事情开始有进展，你会因为这些果效经历到神倾倒在你里面的爱，这会使你体察到这些恩典在耶稣基督里面的丰满。
Paul spoke about it in the Romans. He said, how much more the fullness, with his fourth dimension word, fullness of the love of God being poured out on Jew and Gentile. And that's what's coming to the world today.
这是在罗马书十一章十二节使徒保罗所提到的丰满。那么这个丰满是一个第四维度的用语。神丰满的爱倾倒在犹太人和外邦信徒当中，而这是现今要发生在这个世界上的事。
And I know that Satan has done everything he can to bring corruption and especially separation between the United States and Israel, but that assignment is broken, because for the master has need of it.
但撒旦会尽他所能的来破坏这一切，特别是在盟邦以色列和美国之间搞分裂。但拉比说，撒旦的这个任务要失败，因为主要使用美国来与以色列同战力。
The master has created the United States of America with a Judeo-Christian republic and a constitution that's founded in biblical principles to stand in the hour of the return and the preparation of the Messiah before we rule and reign in the fourth dimension of the latter reign of the millennial reign for 1,000 years in the New Jerusalem.
神当初让美国在建国和宪法当中都是以犹太基督教以及圣经的经文为基础，为末后的雨降下，新耶路撒冷降临。我们在第四维度中与耶稣一同作王掌权，做预备。
We are in the most precious time, child of God. You need to be able to embrace that fourth dimension.
拉比说，神的孩子啊，我们现在就处在这段极其珍贵的时光中。你需要拥抱第四维度。
You need to come boldly into the throne room of that fourth dimension and say, "Here I am, Lord, heal me."
你需要勇敢地来到第四维度中，神施恩宝座前，跟神说：“主啊，我来了，请医治我。”
So, would you pray for the people right now that they would not be afraid of the spiritual realm?
拉比，请菲利牧师为听众们祷告，使听众们对于这属灵的维度是无惧而期待的。
Absolutely.
菲利牧师回应说，当然，我们知道经文上说，神给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是仁爱谨守刚强的心。那么这样的经文我们可以不断的复诵。
But the truth is that the spiritual realm, as I said, I believe in the previous broadcast, you need to understand that the spiritual realm is not other than, it's actually a dimension that you were created to operate in.
但当我们提到属灵的领域跟属灵的维度的时候，我们不应该想到那是一个新认识的领域或者是别的什么，因为我们的受造就是为了在属灵的维度当中运作的。
Not only were you created to operate in the spiritual dimension, but God has empowered you and given you power over all the power of your enemy, principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness, etc.
你不但是被受造去运作在这个属灵的维度中，神还赋予你能力，同时使你有能力去胜过你一切的仇敌，包括执政的、掌权的、空中属灵的恶者等等。
I pray for you today. I want you to understand that God is not only just awakening something on the inside of you, but imparting, depositing, and anointing you with his glory and his power to be able to stand in the days ahead.
所以接下来当我为你祷告的时候，我要你明白，神不只是要唤醒已经存在你里面的，而且他要分赐存入并且恩膏你他的荣耀和能力，使你在未来的日子能够站立得稳。
We have taught people for years that look, as we continue to progress, it's going to be the church and Israel against the world.
我们不断地教导人们，随着我们继续的前进，最后一定是教会与以色列联合来对抗这个世界。
World, the governments, the nations, the religions of the world, they are all coming together against Israel and the church because Israel and the church have become one and are now the most powerful force together that earth has ever seen because that's the dominion
of
God's body, his people. So anyhow, let me pray for you real quick.
这个世界包括政府、政权、列国以及这个世界的宗教，他们会一起来抵挡教会与以色列。因为教会与以色列合一，成为史上未曾见过的强大力量。因为这就是基督的肢体，也就是他的百姓统领的状况。一口气说到这里，腓立牧师说：“无论如何，现在让我为你祷告，请你把双手放在胸前。
That God will enlarge your heart in the fear of God.
神要在你敬畏神的心中扩张你的心，你会行走在敬畏神的里面，以至于你不再畏惧人。你对神的意、神的话语会有无比的爱、无比的渴望，以至于你的生命从此要被改变。因为你的思维已经进入要完成以赛亚书28:6。
God keeps them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon Him, because He has given you.Power to turn battles back at the gate.
神要使那些将思维完全定焦在神身上的人，有完全的平安，领受这位在位上行审判者公平之灵，并且拥有在城门口打退仇敌者的力量。因为在创世纪22:17这里说，你的子孙必得着仇敌的城门。
So you're going to begin to function in two dimensions at the same time. Let me pray.
所以你要开始运作在两种维度当中。我为你祷告。
Holy Ghost, I give you praise. Jesus, you are the King of glory. Once again, I prophesy, speak, declare, and decree over every person that's under the sound of my voice. Enlarge their hearts.
圣灵，我赞美你。耶稣，你是荣耀的王。再一次，我为着这些正在听这个语音信息的朋友们发预言，并且宣告和声明，主啊，请你扩张他们的心。
Hearts be enlarged now in the fear of God.
他们的心要在敬畏神的当中被扩张。
Father, in these days, let there be such a supernatural transformation of the mind that as they align themselves with you, they find greater dimensions of your power and glory flowing from their lives, based on the works of their flesh, but based purely, God, upon the works of your flesh, Jesus, as you came to the earth and gave yourself as the ransom for our sin and rose again.
天父，就在现在这些日子中，让他们的思维经历超自然的转化。当他们与你对齐的时候，他们发现你的荣耀、你的能力是来自比现在更大的维度中，而不是来自他们血气的工作，而是透过圣洁的耶稣基督来到世上，为了我们的罪成为赎价，并且死里复活。而使耶稣基督从死里复活的圣灵同样运行在我们这血肉之躯中，愿圣灵的大能彰显在我们生命的方方面面中。天父，我们向你献上感恩跟赞美，没有任何的惧怕，没有任何的冲突。耶稣所说，那最小的弟兄，也就是以色列，是被这位最大的神所祝福的。愿你的祝福透过麦基洗德的职分流进他们的生命中。天父，我赞美和感谢你，因为你称他们为蒙福的，你使他们倍增，如同天上的星，如同海边的沙。
Giving them the ability to possess the gates of their enemies in Jesus' mighty name.
同时使他们得着仇敌的城门，奉耶稣基督的圣名。Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 拉比说，在腓立牧师做下一段祷告之前，我要先跟你们分享一些事情。那么这些事情我还没有跟腓立牧师分享过。 拉比接着说，数周之前我在祷告的时候，我到了天上，也就是第四维度。那么因为我是先见，所以我常能够看见属灵维度当中所发生的事。那么当我看到一些异象的时候，我会问神，这是什么意思？但就如哥林多前书13章12节所说的，我们如今仿佛对着镜子看，模糊不清。如今我所知道的有限，但是到与主面对面的时候，就全知道了。那么接着拉比所提到的意象，就是在《帷幕之歌》所刊登过关于进入第四维度这个卷门有关的意象，而这就是解释了我们现在所说的一切。那么拉比说，我要再将这个意象呈给腓力牧师，看他有什么指证或意见，因为就像刚刚我所提《哥林多前书》13章12节所说的，我如今知道的有限，因为就像对着镜子看是模糊不清的一样。接着拉比说，我在祷告，我上到第四维度，在天上法庭，我的祷告是与即将来到的秋天节期有关。神给我看的是一个很大的铁卷门，但是在旁边要启动这个铁卷门的开关是一个钟，这个钟就是我曾经在信息当中告诉大家先知性的时钟，12点钟的方向是马太福音6章33到34节，要先求神的国和神的义。到了3点钟方向是生命记8章18到20节，就是要记得你得获财的力量是从神而来的。那么到了6点钟方向是加拉太书5章22到23节，要结出圣灵的果子。那么到了9点钟方向是腓立比书4章13节，罗马书8章37到39节，就是相信靠着那加给我力量的耶稣，我凡事都能做，并且得胜有余。
The Lord says, all right, he says, in order to open this vault, you're going to have to set your clock to my fourth dimension and my time.
那么主告诉我说，为了打开进入第四维度的这个卷门，你在转动这个开关的时候，要按照我在第四维度中的时间表。那么在这个铁卷门上面写着4D， 神告诉我，因为这个卷门是进入第四维度空间的一个门。那么接着我看到在铁卷门上面有一个很大的锁链缠绕着，那么这个铁链象征着人的恐惧和骄傲，但是在这个卷门上有一个扳手，这个扳手代表着顺服。
I said, okay, so in order to open it, I've got to be able to get rid of that chain. And the Lord said, call on the fire of God.
在我了解了他们所象征的意义之后，为了砍断缠绕在铁卷门上面的铁链，神说，你要呼求神的烈火。
In this vision, the cutting torch comes and the fear of the Lord, I called on fire, decreed the fire to come, and it cut the chain and the chain fell to the ground.
那么在异象当中，我呼求神的烈火，那么像焊铁工人的焊枪般的火炬就出现了。这火炬把缠绕在卷门上的铁链烧断。但有意思的是，当这个铁链被烧断掉落在地面的时候，它变成了一只蛇。
And the Lord said, that's fear and pride. And he says, open it now. Don't let it get back up on the vault.
主说这个蛇象征着恐惧以及骄傲，但你赶快把卷门打开，不要让它再缠绕上卷门。于是我迅速的用扳手把卷门打开。那么在卷门里面有四个很大的书卷，就像在犹太圣堂当中死海书卷这么大，但是它一共有四个书卷。主说这是第四维度空间的书卷，这四个书卷象征着一个人生命的四个季节。接着神启示我，创世纪8章22节，地还存留的时候，庄稼、寒暑、冬夏、昼夜就永不停息了。就像前面所说，这四个书卷代表人生命的四个季节，我们要欣然接受这书卷中所记录曾经发生过的一切。那么接着神就像以西结书3章对先知以西结所说的话对我说，他说，人子啊，你要吃这些书卷。那么当先知吃下这些书卷的时候，他口中觉得其甜如蜜。这四个书卷代表1到25岁，25到50岁，50到75岁，75到100岁，生命不同的阶段。那么主说，当你在天上法庭看到属于你生命四个阶段的四个书卷，你要欣然接受其中的内容，包括在第一个书卷记载着你是怎么样来到这个世界上的，不管你的身世是不是很悲惨， 你都要知道这是这位创造主许可的，那么你需要相信他，是他为你写生命册，那么你去吃这些书卷，看看是否如先知以西结一样，口中觉得其甜如蜜，然后再进到第二个书卷，同样的第三个书卷，第四个书卷。
We need to trust in the Lord that we, whatever the Lord has written in our script, we need to consume it with our mouth, because when we consume it, it consumes us.
我们要信任神，也就是相信不管神在我们的书卷当中写下什么，我们要用口领用它，因为当我们领用它的时候，这些书卷也在领用我们。
So in that fourth dimension, it's not just hearing, reading, and seeing words, it's consuming words that transform us into the likeness, because the fourth dimension has the power to not only for us to consume it, but it consumes us and transforms us into that image, in that likeness of which he has prepared us for.
所以在第四维度中，是不光是听见看见和去读神的话语，当我们用口来领用神的话语的时候，它可以转化我们成为神的样式，因为在第四维度当中的能力，就是我们不光能够领用神的话语，神的话语也能够领用我们，使我们转化成神创造我们的形象和样式。
He says, but you have to make peace with, so to say, the script writer, which is God himself.
但主说，你要欣然地接受为你写生命册的这位为你所写的一切，而这位就是创造主，我们的神。那么主还交代我说，你每一天都得打开这个铁卷门，进到第四维度中，因为神的恩慈每早晨都是新的，他的信实极其广大。那么当然，每一天这个被火炬砍断掉落在地上的铁链会变成蛇，又重新的缠绕这个铁卷门，所以每一天你都得呼求神的灵火来砍断它，砍断这个象征你的恐惧、骄傲，以及对你所看见事情所产生的焦虑。
And the Lord says, this needs to become a lifestyle and a practice of the vault of the fourth dimension between now and when I return.
那么主说，从现在直到我再回来，每一天打开铁卷门进入第四维度的这个程序，要成为你日常的练习和操练。
Amen. Well, that's absolutely powerful.I love the fact that we have to consume it till it consumes us.
腓力牧师说 ,Amen, 拉比，这个意象太具有能力了，而我非常喜欢你提到，我们要领用它，而它也要领用我们。
The scrolls of heaven may be sweet to the taste, but sometimes bitter to the belly, because it brings us into required and necessary transformations so that we're not being conformed, so that we're not living, becauseMost people return to what's familiar. And if they've lived in fear all of their life, they've been intimidated, that's what they're going to do.
当你提到领用这个在天上的书卷，是的，有时候吃这些书卷会使我们口中甜如蜜，但是有的时候到了肚子里就开始发苦了，因为它会带我们走向必须发生的转化，使我们不至于妥协。因为大部分的人都会倾向活在熟悉感中，以至于他们一辈子都活在恐惧焦虑中，因为这就是仇敌的伎俩。
God saying, no, you've got to break out of that so that in the seasons, in the four scrolls of your life, you are able to accomplish and remember that there's never a time in life that you're able to stop because each season is going to produce more in the kingdom of God. In blessing, I will bless in the most life.
但神说不，你得砍断这些锁链，以至于在天上法庭所展现你生命不同季节的这些书卷中，你可以完成在书卷中所记录的任务。要记得，在你生命当中没有一个时候你可以停下来，因为每一个季节都要使你经历，我要使你蒙福并且生养众多，是神的国度一发的长盛。
I'll tell you what, that's powerful, as it relates to the fourth dimension, and I'm telling you what, I'm accessing my vault and I'm going after my scrolls.
腓力牧师说，拉比，你关于这第四维度的意象真是太具有大能了，我告诉你，我每天都要进入我的铁卷门去看属于我的那四个书卷。拉比说，是的。
What we're talking about in the fourth dimension and is a lifestyle change.
拉比说，我们提到的第四维度会完全改变我们的生命。
And one of the reasons I'm so glad that I've met Pastor Philip and Gwen and they've come into our life, brand new to our life.
而我特别感谢我们能够认识腓力牧师与他的妻子Gwen。
And I think we're here to be able to help people to trust the Lord. It's okay to go into that fourth dimension.
但是我想我们在这里 利用彼此的访谈所传递的信息，就是帮助人们信任神，进入第四维度。拉比对腓力牧师说，我知道在你得救之前，你有你的历史，就像我一样，在我得救之前，我也有我生命的历史。
I know that there's the depth of the fourth dimension in the wrong direction into the pit of hell because of different drug experiences I've had. But I also know that the other side is the spiritual going into the heights.
拉比说，因为过去一些药物的经验使我像是在地狱走了一遭，但是我也知道与它相反的，可以在灵里上到第四维度属天的高度中。
So I just pray that Father God that you give people a boldness to not waste God's time and waste your life.
所以我要向神祷告，愿人们都有勇气，不要浪费神的时间，也不要浪费自己的生命，每一天都要进入第四维度中取得指示。
And when you do, your life will have a major impact on the world, and the people need to see somebody that has it working for them.
当你这样做的时候，你在世上会有很大的影响力，而世人需要看到，当我们这样做的时候，是有果效展现出来的。
I pray that Messiah will dwell in our hearts by faith.
我祷告，弥赛亚会因着我们的信心住在我们里面。
In order that we may comprehend the fourth dimension of the inner man, that is, that we may know the love of Messiah Yeshua in the fullness and the full measure, and be filled with the fullness of the Godhead this day in Yeshua's mighty name.
这是我们内在的灵人能够了解到第四维度。而在今时，满有耶稣弥赛亚长成的身量，使我们能够明白弥赛亚的爱。奉耶稣基督的圣名，
God bless you.
神祝福你。
And shalom.
安息日平安。